T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't forget, you can hear every game of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues right here on WQAM. Pregame starts at 7:45, broadcast on QAM, sponsored by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia for their summer sticker sales event happening now through July 1st. Hockey on Miami's Hockey Station, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
All right, we're going to have Jason Smith join us, executive chef at Steak 954. We got into this whole thing yesterday, and a lot of you had opinions on it.
2,000 people voted on it.
A couple thousand people on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. And so we heard, well, if you go to my steakhouse and you do this, and they would never allow that at a top steakhouse, and they don't have ketchup. They have ketchup. They don't. It's disrespectful to these top chefs. So went out, and a guy that I've known a long time, executive chef for Steak 954, where they've got unbelievable steaks, Jason Smith, who I've known for a long time, I decided he'd be a good guy to bring in and find out about this whole for people that want to put ketchup on a real nice aged steak. So I believe we got Jason joining us right now. Jason, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, thanks for getting up with us. You can help us out. We had a couple thousand people yesterday get involved with this, going to nice steak restaurants like yours and a lot of other great ones here in South Florida. I got to ask you, first of all, are you offended if somebody asks, after getting a real expensive, delicious steak, if they ask for ketchup? Is a cook upset? Is anybody in the back upset about somebody doing that?
No, not at all. A lot of chefs are, but most of my friends, I did a poll last night, most of my friends are not offended. If you're going to pay, you know, $50, $60, $70 for a steak, if you want to put ketchup on it, that's your prerogative, you know?
We had a lot of people that said that also yesterday, if I'm going to pay for a steak.
15%.
Yeah, but no, we did have people say, if I'm going to buy a steak, I'm going to spend a lot of money on it. And a lot of the times you go to a really nice steakhouse, and if you buy, you know, a filet, or you get the top filet they have there, it could be anywhere between $70-$80 for, you know, something like that. And if you like ketchup on it, you can put it on there. I don't. Yeah. When I was a kid growing up, I put ketchup on steak, and then I stopped after a while. But is it the same also with a filet? Because I've heard this also, and I asked a lot of people last night, what about if someone asked you to butterfly a filet? Cut it like, you know, butterfly cooking. What about that?
Chefs are in the hospitality business. If you're paying for a steak, we will do whatever you want. You know, I mean, I don't love to see a well-done steak. I don't love to see ketchup or, you know, I fought A1 for years at my steakhouse. But if that's what people want, you know, we'll buy it for you.
You guys all have ketchup, by the way, because we had people telling us that a lot of the nice steakhouses like yours don't have ketchup. That's hard to believe. Everybody carries it, right?
Yeah, most steakhouses have French fries, so you have to have ketchup on French fries, of course.
Of course.
Definitely. Yeah, I was thinking that. By the way, are you guys, do you get a lot of people asking for ketchup? I guess that's the other part. Does it happen? Does it occasionally happen, or do you guys ever find out?
Well, truly, the chefs don't really know. That ends up going through the servers or the busboys, the front of the house. So the chefs don't really know what people are putting on their steaks.
What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest thing someone's ever kind of dipped their steak in that you've seen or used as kind of a condiment when steaks? Is there one weird thing that comes to mind?
I think ranch is pretty weird to dip your steak in. I had somebody tell me about ranch the other day on a steak, and I think that's kind of weird.
It does sound weird.
I just think
to each their own, you know?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
You
it
guys
all comes
just
back to
spend
that.
So much time to make those steaks, give them flavor, that it's just really hard to imagine somebody wanting to dip
ranch or ketchup
or anything.
Oh, yeah.
The sauces, I know, do you guys have your own sauce too? I guess everybody's doing their own sauce now. Is that pretty normal?
Yeah, we have house-made steakhouses. We have veal jus, you know, red wine reductions. We have other, you know, homemade sauces. But again, if you want to put ketchup on it, that's, you know, we've spent hours and hours and hours tasting steaks to come up with the best possible steaks you can eat without any condiments, just salt and pepper.
Right.
But that's what you want to do. That's
yeah.
Your deal.
I think most guys would say that in town, right? At all the nice steakhouses, right? Would you agree? Most of them are saying, hey, you want to keep people around. I can't imagine you kicking a couple that got $70 steaks and telling them, hey, you asked for ketchup, get the hell out of my restaurant, right?
Yeah, if we don't have guests, we don't have a restaurant. So
great point. Yeah. That's a great point.
Hey, by the way, too, man, that 954. If I can plug it for a second here, man, that place is really good.
I have not been there yet.
You haven't been?
Nope, I have to get down.
So you got to get over by the jellyfish. They got. I love to be over by the jellyfish. They got a tank. I call it a tank wall.
Yeah,
full of live jellyfish.
Really?
I
gotta get down there.
Tons of them.
Well.
And a lot of people like to eat outside and look right at the ocean. And
it's a good view right
then
there.
Then they got a little more private area. Got a little bit of everything in there with Father's Day and everything coming up here. So,
Jason, is Joe a pain in the butt when he needs to come to the restaurant, or does he act like a normal person? All right.
Joe is awesome. Joe and his family, I love serving Joe. I love feeding Joe, definitely. And now you know the chef, so come on in.
Yeah, see, now you...
Well, now that I know you, I'm definitely coming on.
By the way, all you
got to
do is say, Chef Jason, and they're going, we're full, and you go, Chef Jason's my neighbor and good friend. And they go, we have one table left here.
Perfect. I'll use the neighbor thing, too, then. That's it.
I actually have an ordering etiquette question for you. So when I go to a nice steakhouse, I usually ask, you know, if I order the steak, I'll say, I just like it cooked, however the chef recommends. And I got into a kind of an argument with a waiter the last time I was out of the group of my friends. I asked for it that way, and the waiter was, like, upset by that. Like, he wanted me to tell him how I want it. But do you like when someone asks? To have it cooked how you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. You'll probably get it mid-rare to medium, depending on the steak. Some steaks you want a mid-rare, some steaks you want a medium. But, yeah, if that's the way you want it, we'll do it.
Because I was out of place with my friends, and the waiter got, like, he was, like, really upset.
But it's you. Wow. First of all, you run everybody the wrong way.
You're just dark cloud guy.
That's usually how I order a steak when I go to a steak place. I say, however the chef who knows what he's doing, however he recommends
it. I have never heard of that.
To ask we've
heard that a few times, but not very often.
Like, I thought everybody knows how I like mine. I go medium, and then if you go a little bit one way or the other, I'm good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
A little bit under, a little bit over. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Jason, cook a steak better than Jason?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, Jason, proper way to season a steak before you cook it, salt and pepper, and that's it.
Salt and pepper, that's it. Okay. You don't need anything else.
Really?
It's the best quality steak.
Man. All right.
That's awesome.
Jason, great stuff. And by the way, I was going to give you a sec to plug anything you want to plug with Father's Day and everything coming up here. You want to plug anything here?
Yeah. We do a Father's Day brunch Saturday and Sunday, but most importantly, Sunday for Father's Day. We're at the W4 Lauderdale, so you can come down and make a full day of it. Stay Saturday night, stay Sunday night if you end up having a few too many cocktails. And we also have a restaurant, Elvez, next door, which is a Mexican restaurant. We're all run by Star Restaurant.
Nice bar there, too. Very nice bar over there. Yeah, very nice.
Inside-outside bar. It's a lot of fun and good food. Well, your normal Mexican restaurant.
So the ketchup question has been answered.
Yeah, we're done.
Whatever the person wants.
Most guys, if we're to have every guy from every steak restaurant that was in charge, like Jason, that oversees all those steaks...
Yeah.
I'm guessing everybody's going to come on and say the same thing. Like,
sure.
You're not in the business of
kicking someone out of the restaurant. Come on.
And then they spread it to their friends, and next thing you know, Jason's a bad guy. Like, we can't do that.
No.
Jason, thank you very much, brother. Appreciate you coming
Jason,
on.
Jason, I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Good talk to you.
All right. See you.
All right. Jason Smith, executive chef at Steak 954.
All right. Now I'm going to head over there.
So all this stuff about everybody's offended and how dare you do that. You can be offended. It seems that the only people offended are the people who are with them.
Hollywood is the most offended.
It's disrespectful.
He
was being nice.
No, he's not.
I'm going with him over you.
Look, you see how I order my steak when I go to, like, I know respect.
Wow. Jeez.
God. He doesn't.
You have the respect of every ass clown in the
world. That guy... He's been around a long time. He can work anywhere he wants.
He's executive chef.
And he doesn't care.
No. What just you buy order. The steak. That's what.
Obviously,
about.
They think it's a little different. Sure. You put ketchup on it, but like he said, everybody's got French fries now.
Mm-hmm.
Got French ketchup, fries. Man. You yeah. got most people when you most people, even people with dough, even older people, skinny people, fat people, yep. everybody likes French fries and they like ketchup
yeah,
with it.
I'm with that.
You don't grow out of that one.
No, come on. Ketchup and French fries. Staple.
I like my meat the way I like it.
Well, it. Are you guys done with him now? Are we done? I know you love that little bite, though. He likes
it's a good bite. It's a good sound bite. We're going to have that forever.
I like my meat the way I like it.
I'll tell you what. Frito's lucky that Hollywood didn't butcher that a little more. That'd be much worse soundbite.
There's no reason to.
I'm just saying.
We can work on it.
I just love that you stir all this stuff up, and then you two are in there, and you're bonding brothers with him. It's incredible. He knows you stir up half the stuff.
I hope you're pointing at Hollywood. I mean,
I know what to do at a restaurant.
I'm not innocent, but I'm not as guilty as this guy.
You see how much you like my whole chef's recommendation thing? That's also a sign of great respect for the chef.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think he really cares.
Said he doesn't get that very often.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of people that do that. I'm telling you, it's a sign of great respect.
That or you're just one of a few ass clowns that do that?
You just come up with stuff. Somebody hangs up and you come up with all this creative
stuff. Any nice
steak
place I've ever been to, that's how I order. Mm.
You think most people do that?
And I did have an altercation with a waiter the last time I was out.
Do you think most people do that?
No.
I'm guessing most people who go in and get a real nice steak know how they like it.
That's exactly right.
Hate to break it to you.
I'm going to pay $75 for a steak.
It's
going to
be just like
I want medium, and I want it the way I want it. By the way, someone just texted in 3 guarantees. Death, taxes, and Hollywood definitely has his food spat on. Yeah, the way that he acts.
Definitely.
I know the respect of a steakhouse.
Never going out for dinner with this guy.
Never. Ever.
I
learned it.
The chef probably come over to the table.
Yeah, slap you in the face.
Like, who's this guy?
Slap you with ketchup.
He's very respectful.
Yeah, you're a very respectful human being.
Jason, see you soon.
Yeah. Hey,
I got a new buddy.
Right now, we got to get you do. And by the way, you can go over there anytime.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to. Not
he's
going with Hollywood.
Good.
What about this guy?
I like my meat the way I like it.
Not going with him either. Or Hollywood. Those two guys are off my list.
Yeah, I'm not going. There's a good chance I'm not going either.
I'll take Biff before those two.
I second that.
I like my meat the way I like it.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Happy Friday at that, no matter what's going on. And yes, tonight, Golden State and Toronto, game 4. Kevin Durant is out again.
Klay's playing.
And Klay Thompson is going to play.
Klay's playing.
Is that going to be enough?
It should be.
For Golden State to get this thing back to 2-2. And I'm done going, Kevin Durant's going to be back for the next game. Kevin Durant's going to be back for the next game. He's missing this one. He's only got 3 left.
That's it.
This is it. I think Golden State's in big trouble, man. Klay Thompson can't be 100%.
Chris Mannix, who used to be on the show all the time, came out and said Golden State can afford to go down 3-1 if Durant does come back because they have enough firepower to come back from a 3-1. I don't even know if I believe that, even if Durant does come back. But I do. It's almost like you could see this fairy tale kind of story happening, right? This series goes to 7, and Durant comes back for 1 game. He's finally healthy, plays in game 7. Has 35 points. They win the championship in Toronto. It's like the writing's on the wall for this. Like, he's not back for game 4. He still hasn't practiced yet. It's the last game in Oracle in game 6. Maybe he plays there.
A lot of people have been saying he ain't coming back.
At this point, the guy hasn't even practiced. And it's been how long? That Houston series seems like it was a month ago. I think it was a month ago.
They lose this game tonight. And they're down 3-1 going back to Toronto, where now you have to win twice. That's going to be tough. That is so banged up. I mean, you just can't all of a sudden. Kevin Durant hasn't even practiced yet.
I know.
Everybody's got him coming back, and all of a sudden he's going to be Kevin Durant scoring 30 to 40 points a night. If he does, for a guy that's been out for how many weeks now has he been out, things a little more serious than everybody thought. So anyway, we'll find out tonight and be yapping about it on Monday morning. And of course, the Marlins, they lose 5-1, but boy, they have really, really picked it up and playing great. Christian Yelich, of course, hits a home run yesterday and ends up being a big part of the Brew Crew finally getting their win there. Losing and winning, just by the way, just the 1 out of 3 games. And a little bit of fun with the whole social media thing, which, you know, with Christian Yelich and the NL MVP and the Marlins. The Brewers is a little childish, the Brewers, what they did on social media, although I think a lot of people like that stuff now, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
People think it's funny or a way to stick it to them, but I'm a little surprised they did it, especially baseball. Baseball's kind of, you don't expect to see that in baseball. Taking a little shot at the Marlins, say thank you for our National League MVP. Really appreciate you having him so he could, you know, and taking shots. And, of course, the Marlins answer back. Yeah. Can he get a 16-0 home run for you? Is there a home run out there?
Let us know when he hits a 16-run home run, yeah.
So we don't have any fun in baseball. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Probably not all bad because it's something everybody talks about with Christian Yelich. And
is that an unwritten rule? You can't tweet like that?
No, they're not. There's
Dude,
nothing.
That better not be in that book. There's no more pages left in that book.
That book, yeah. That book is full. I agree. Whether it's button, running, watching.
It's ridiculous.
Hustling, whatever
bat
it is.
Flip, like the whole deal. Yeah.
Anything you do, don't get somebody mad in baseball, man. And you got a big problem. And by the way, it's minor league baseball. It's major league baseball. It just never seems to stop. The Mark Stevens story, the Golden State investor or minority owner, whatever you want to call him.
I mean, we have to call him an owner, right? Investor in the team. He's an owner of the team.
So, yeah, and I'm guessing if he's worth $2.3 billion.
Yeah.
It's just really weird to find out that this guy who – let's face it, if you're sitting down on the floor in the playoffs and especially for the NBA Finals, same thing with the Heat. If you're sitting down on the floor, they jack the prices way up as you go through the playoffs. You got a lot of money, right?
Of course. You have to.
You've got plenty of money, whether it's 2 tickets or 4 tickets, whatever it is. And you never know who most of those people are, unless they're a celebrity sitting up there, a rapper or a movie star or a singer or an actress, whatever. But we find out this guy who shoves Kyle Lowry, and, you know, I just thought, guy, dumb, stupid. You find out who he is, Mark Stevens, who now has been banned for 1 season and fined $500,000. He was fined because of that ownership part, so they were able to get $500,000 out of it. People were talking whether it was long enough. I think it is long enough. 1 year for what he did and the $500,000. Because to me, it's the embarrassment. And
it's for
people,
him and the team, yeah.
Well, just people look at you differently. Business people look at you differently. I don't know if he's in a world of busting chops or not, or people busting his chops, but he looked like a real idiot. He really did. He looked really bad doing that. Like, what the hell are you doing shoving a guy that – and you shove the guy that's not even touching you or wasn't even sweating on you or whatever reason you might have for acting. And I guess he said some things, too. Just a real jack job. He really is.
But imagine going into a business meeting with that guy now, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, 3 years from now, and then someone remembering, oh, you're the dude that pushed Kyle Lowry. You're right. It's not a good look for a guy in that position.
You know what he's really worried about? He's really worried about when Draymond talks about this, Kevin Durant talks.
Sure.
The guys that you can't control, the guys are going to say what they think.
Yep. And how Bush League it was. Yeah,
now, Steph Curry took the high road.
Of course.
It's not the way we act in this. We got a class organization. And, you know, Steph did a big favor for him. But, you know, Draymond and Kevin Durant.
No, they're not going to hold back.
That's a whole different ballgame with Boogie.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
No, those guys are going to say whatever. And I'm sure that guy's like, oh, man. Am I going to get torched by those guys?
Sure.
Kind of buddies and, you know.
What if you're one of the other owners, Joe? It's a bad look for all of you. It's a bad look for everyone on top of that organization. This wasn't some guy's nephew in the stands. That, you know, this was one of the minority owners of this team. that has a stake in this team, that has put money in and literally has this team. Like, it's just such a bad look. It's a bad look for the NBA, but a horrible look for the Warriors.
Well, it really got bad when LeBron jumped in.
Of course.
Right, and he's the voice of the NBA. And he's talking about it. And the NBA had to act after that because of LeBron's pissed.
No, but listen, LeBron is powerful.
No, he is.
He moves the needle in the NBA.
He's the most powerful person in sports,
I don't think,
right?
Adam Silver responded off LeBron. I think he responded on the fact of who it is. And this goes back to, you can't have all these rules and regulations for players, and if they do something, and now one of the owners of a team does it, you got to come down hard on them. Like, you can't let those guys get away with stuff.
No way.
And then we get on coaches, and we get on players, and we get on fans, and ban them for life. And
they would have banned it. If it was a regular fan, they would have banned them for life.
Yes, 100%.
Without question.
Yeah, not even a question.
Oh, yeah. Because guess what? If he leaves and says, I'm walking away, I don't want these seats anymore, do you know how many people out there are lining up at any? So the joke at a place like that is, our problem is not getting rid of all the expensive seats. We got a zillion people to get those. People that have a lot of money don't want to sit up high.
No, come on.
Rich people don't want to sit up in bad seats.
Mm-mm.
That's the problem. Like, I got my own company. This is the best I can do. I mean, I know I'm not worth some of those guys down there.
I want to be on the floor. I want to have my own
executive suite.
Put me
down with the Facebook guys, man.
Yeah, that's it. And out there, you say it all the time, there are a lot of rich people out in that little area. That little Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but it's not a little area when you start looking.
Well, I don't mean like the little area. I'm just saying that part of the state.
They live, and whether it's in the city, which is really expensive, the whole San Jose area. You go to the East Bay's got, you know, I don't know what people think Oakland. Oakland Hills got a ton of money. And then you go all over to the other side of the hill with Walnut Creek and sound like I'm doing it.
Cash.
Just
it's like you're doing a commercial for California.
Yeah, it's just the whole Bay Area. Both sides.
I'm Joe Rose. Let me tell you more about the Bay Area.
Hey, the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge, if you've ever gone over there and looked at some of those homes over there.
They're cheap, right? Cheap houses? Cheap real estate?
Just everything's expensive for all that. So the point is, they can sell.
They're not worried about filling those seats.
They can get rid of this $2.3 billion idiot in a heartbeat. So, yeah, they don't have to take, you know, like, well, give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, hey, man, you're out.
Yeah.
We got a lot
you're
of you
idiot.
Guys.
Yeah.
We got a lot of you. We don't need you. I'm sure he's buddies with those guys or some had some kind of relationship. But bad look, man. Just a terrible look. We got a lot more to get to. We've also got some Dolphin news out there as we're starting our new program, our new rehab program for three players. We'll come back and talk about one of those players that is on it. Apparently, his former coach had some comments to make, which he shouldn't because he sucks as a coach, but that didn't stop him. We'll get into all that stuff as we continue here on a Friday. Nothing can mess up your Friday, though. We don't want to do anything.
Try not to have anything mess up.
Try not to. Yeah. And, of course, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. I want to talk to you about Trans World Business Advisors. You know what? Actually, Friday's a great day to talk about Trans World Business Advisors and what Andy Cagnetta and his team do. There are a lot of people driving in going, oh, man, I'll be glad to get this day. My employees are driving me nuts. I'm so ready to sell my company. I am so ready to get the process started. Who can get me the most money and get me out of this and let somebody else do it? I put a lot of years and effort. I'm ready to retire. I'm ready to cash out. Well, listen. I'm glad you're ready, because if you are, now's the time to sell. It really is. Economy's still really strong. Banks are lending money, and Trans World has more buyers for your business than ever before. Buyers from all over the world ready to buy companies just like yours. They have 500 brokers, 150 offices. They can create competition for your business to drive up the price even more. There's never been a better time to sell your business than right now here in South Florida. Trans World Business Advisors has been around for 40-plus years. They've been around a long time. They sold thousands of businesses just like yours. They have over 4,000 businesses for sale at any one time. Hey, nothing's too small, nothing's too big for Trans World. Trans World's the largest business brokerage in the world. Call Trans World today, 954-305. Get the process started, 504-8100. That's 504-8100, or visit tworld.com. You can learn more about Andy and his staff at tworld.com. Remember the name, Transworld Business Advisors.
Radio.com.
All right, Joe, let's be nice to the people out there right now. You got a pair of tickets to see Chris Young September 14th at the Coral Sky Amphitheater with special guests Chris Jansen and Low Cash. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. But right now you have a chance to win two tickets, 800-227-0560. That's 800-227-0560. Caller number five right now will win a pair of tickets to see Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and Low Cash September 14th, Coral Sky Amphitheater. And if you don't win the tickets, 10 a.m. this morning, LiveNation.com is your destination to get tickets.
All right, Zach, that's good, good stuff here on a Friday as we've got all kinds of stuff going on, and hopefully everybody's getting their vacation set. I know the radio station's going to be pretty empty here over the next month and a half before football starts.
A lot of people are going away
starts.
And doing stuff. Yeah, right before football, everybody normally does take a little bit of a break. By the way, I just want to go to the text machine for a second because I know this will make you happy, and I know it made Hollywood happy during the break. We finally got our first tennis text of the day. What a great match between Rafa and Fed right now. You want to give a little update of what's going on in this tennis match since your eyes are glued to it?
I'm watching on and off, but Nadal is king of clay. That's all you need
that's
to know.
That's your update? Okay. Just want to make sure.
That's closer than that. You're making it sound like it's a rout here.
Yeah, it's not 4-4. No, it's 4-4. It's not you and Solana playing here. This is actually a good match.
See,
you and Nose.
Every time
you know.
Bring up something, it's you're right. It's 4-4, second set. Nadal won the first set 6-3. And Fed's about ready to, if he didn't get going, he's going to get broken here at 4-4. So hopefully he finds a
why
way to
get. Why do you say he's
going
to get broken?
Because he's just up
it's deuce.
40 love, and now it's deuce. Anyway.
It's dangerous to have something
I'm
like this on
here,
live.
I know. I don't know why I'm doing that. You ever try it? This is like talking to my wife when something really good's on, and she's trying to talk to
I feel like your wife
goes,
right now.
You can't pay attention? Yeah.
Well, this is not fair because there are a few things you always say sports-wise that that is your thing.
I like
and Fed and Fed is one guy and tennis is the sport. So and it's live right now. We never have live sports unless it's a golf mat, you know, golf or something like that. We never have live anything here in the morning. So we actually have your guy.
So what you're saying is we have to have only golf and tennis we have
live
overseas,
in the morning.
So,
or if there's
five,
like
six, seven hours
soccer
difference.
Match, you know,
yeah,
something,
yeah,
you know,
or something like that. We were talking before, and I think it's pretty clear with the new coaching staff for the Miami Dolphins, they've got some projects that they're working on to get more out of. It's no secret. Devontae Parker, Charles Harris, both first-round picks here in the last few years, and get more out of Mike Gesicki. And so today, I see Barry Jackson was writing. They've been writing about different guys, and they were talking about what he needs to do, and everybody's seen his raw talent and everything that he does and doesn't do and all these things. And so the coach has been pretty hard on Mike Gesicki as far as everything he does. Said, hey, not acceptable. You had a drop ball today. You had a mental mistake going through it. And he actually said something that was pretty funny, like, Coach Hula used to ride guys pretty hard, or his coaches would ride you. And you're like, man, he rides me really hard. And they go, when they stop riding you, they don't care.
Yeah, right.
So sometimes guys don't get it. Like, God, he got on me again today. I don't do anything right. And then the veterans will go, when he stops riding you, they don't care anymore. And then you got a big problem.
And move on.
You may think you're in better shape, but so that's what they've been doing. But I love the fact that they go back to Shane Day, who was a tight ends coach last year. And Barry Jackson, I don't know if he got a hold of him or this is a comment from before. Like, Shane Day, seriously? I don't want to hear from Shane Day. And by the way, the amazing thing is I looked it up because I was curious. And I looked it up. I should have known how long he's been a coach in the NFL. He's actually been a coach in the NFL for a while. And I don't – I get everybody wants to be in and the coaching and stuff, and all it takes is a coach to give you, you know –
You get one shot, you get in, you're basically in, unless you do something really
well,
stupid.
Well, you can do quality control. Yeah. I mean, they got all these jobs that pretty much help coaches out without dealing directly with players or have you doing different things. I just don't think he's a very good coach. And so he leaves here, and the 49ers hire him, and I think he's a quarterback coach.
Wow. That's interesting. Because he can coach tight ends. He wants to coach quarterback now.
And that's why I'm wrong. Somebody have to look it up. But Shane Day, I think, like, yeah, they hired a quarterback coach or something. And Zach, like, you can't just have any schlep out there to be a quarterback coach.
No, no, come on.
Like, you got to have a guy that knows footwork, reads. You need a guy that's got a lot of experience, that's seen it, that's worked with other guys, got his feet wet, where you got to watch. And I'm sorry, but for Garoppolo or the backup or a young guy making reads and getting rid of the ball and what you're looking for, it's a combination of all that stuff. But it's a lot of technique stuff, throwing at your target, how you're throwing, putting air under the ball. This is where you zip it. Let's go and take something off it. I mean, just all the things I can remember hearing guys talk about in meetings and, hey, you know, hit the guy coming out of his break. Are you reading zone coverage? You can't just put some guy back.
No, it doesn't work like that.
And I'm not trying to run this guy out of a job. He's got to make a living. He's got a right to do it. But there are just so many more qualified people. And I know they're not part of the
fraternity.
Once you're part of the fraternity, or you got four or five guys on your behind, hey, dude, I heard your coach left. And when he got, hey, you ought to hire my guy, man, I had last year. I'm like, really? The tight ends coach? Did you see how our tight ends played last year?
Forget about that. Did you hear the story about Mike Gesicki having to call his college coach?
I don't think anybody knows that.
But once it gets out, it's going to get out.
We've been saying it for a while. Nobody. Nobody's going to say anything.
That's the worst thing I've heard, though. I don't care if a guy could coach or not. The fact that this guy had to call back.
I don't even know if I was supposed to say that at the time.
No, it's too late.
But, yeah, it's a really...
That's a really bad mark on your resume.
Can you help me? I'm a little
down. I'm not being coached.
Is there some things you can see that I'm doing the way they're using me? And part of that goes back to Adam Gase, too. Just can't line up and have guys go.
I agree.
This guy's not a veteran player who's been around. He needs, hey, what I do at Penn State that you notice that you help me that I can do here and sent you some tape. First of all, I'd be embarrassed if I was an NFL coach and it ever got wind and my guy had to go back to college coach to find out what I'm doing. It's just a really, really bad look. So that's kind of the unknown story while you're getting Shane Day comments for your article, Barry. That's
just stupid.
Barry would have been better off just to make his own comments as like a tight ends coach about what he needs to work on.
Unnamed source? Could have done unnamed source there. Anonymous quote?
I don't know. It's just bad bad look. So let's hope this new Patriots flavor of coaching staff can get more. I'm really curious. So part of the fun of football season is, all right, we've heard good things. These coaches have said all these things about these high picks. Are we going to get anything out of them? Are they all going to be on the team? I'm guessing yes, because they're all still young guys. And can they produce this year? Are we going to get some out of Charles Harris? Is he going to make some plays? Devontae Parker, can he stay healthy and be productive? And then Mike Gesicki, is he going to be your front line pass receiving tight end? I don't care about the blocking stuff. I'm sick if, like, all these guys, they got guys to block. They don't need him to block. They need him as a pass receiver. This is not Gronk, and he's never going to be Gronk, where you block as well as you catch it.
Gronk's a unicorn.
He's a unique, tough son of a gun. They don't come around all the time. That do both equally good the way he had for 9 years with the New England Patriots.
He's a unicorn, Joe. They don't come around very often.
Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up, which means Mike Florio will join us. We'll jump into everything with Mike on everything going on.
radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.